From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update. University of California Davis researchers are studying the efficiency of agrovoltaics, in which crops are grown in the shade of solar panels. Published in the journal Earth's Future, researchers found that certain parts of the light spectrum are better for growing plants, while others are best suited for solar production. Their analysis suggests solar energy is produced more efficiently with the blue part of the light spectrum, while the red part is better for plants. The American Business Coalition Immigration Action Group applauded the Senate introduction of the Affordable and Safe Food Act. The legislation would modernize the nation's H-2A visa program. ABIC Executive Director Rebecca Shee says the bill would make visas available for year-round work in dairy and other ag sectors, put a down payment on border security, and mandatory e-verify, stabilize farm wages, and create a legal pathway to citizenship for undocumented farm workers. The EPA's proposed changes in the nation's biofuel blending mandates through 2025 will cause a short-term increase in greenhouse gas emissions, but will yield long-term reductions. A Reuters review of the document says the rise will come from the new tilling of corn and soy and other crops that release carbon from the soil. However, EPA projects those emissions will be more than offset long-term by reducing tailpipe emissions and other factors.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.